This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Get to bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we call the show, Free Talk Live. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where everything is free. Those other radio talk shows, if you've ever been to their website, you know they want to charge you money for their features. We give away all of the same features they charge you for and more. And it's free at freetalklive.com. Starting out in Sioux Falls, the AP reporting that the state attorney general's office plans to test alcohol-detecting bracelets to monitor repeat drunken drivers in 10 counties of, the state. The bracelet is part of the 24/7 sobriety project, twice-daily alcohol testing for repeat offenders.
Wow.
That's pretty serious.
It's going to cost a lot of money and bureaucrats.
Participants in the program must drive to a testing site at a county jail center to take a breath exam. I love that. You actually have to get the alcoholic to drive in his car to the jail. That way, if he tests positive, you can just go ahead and lock him up, right? VOP. Boom, you're in jail. You're already there.
Convenient.
But half of the state's counties don't even have jails, according to the Attorney General. The bracelets would make the testing more accessible and make statewide expansion of the sobriety project possible. Thank goodness for technology. Now the government can keep its eyes on us everywhere. The bracelet is being used, by the way, in 37 states, according to the regional sales manager for Alcohol Monitoring Systems, the Colorado-based designers of the SCRAM, standing for Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitor. I am the monitor. Will report your drunkenness. This bracelet appears. It monitors vapors from the skin and sends them to a modem for data collection.
Kind of like when somebody's been drinking all night, you can smell the alcohol wafting off of them.
When you eat a nice garlicky pasta dish, you can smell the garlic sort of just coming through your pores, essentially. So that's what they're doing. It also, by the way, monitors skin tone to ensure that it's being worn by the correct person.
Really?
The device includes two gray wallet-sized boxes attached to a band and is worn 24 hours a day. That's pretty clunky. I mean, I'm sure over the next 10 years it'll be developed down to be much smaller.
They can just implant it in your neck.
That's probably coming. 1 in 8 people in the state's correction systems is there for felony drunken driving, says Long. In the long run, he hopes the bracelets will reduce the number of people in the correction system who have committed alcohol-related crimes. The system, in combination with rehabilitation and punishment, but this isn't considered punishment, could make offenders accountable and more likely to stay sober. Now, when you get caught for drunk driving, I don't know, does that necessarily mean that you need to stay sober? Look, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink alcohol at all, but if you get busted for drunk driving, does that mean you're not supposed to drink at all?
It's not uncommon for judges to say for especially repeat alcohol abuse offenders, you know, people driving while under the influence, that they can't drink at all. They're not allowed to go in bars and that kind of thing.
And that's what this is, I guess, targeted for, is the repeat offenders. Anyway, so apparently the bracelet has already been assigned to 10 people there in Sioux Falls. One of the judges who has assigned it says, "I find it to be an excellent tool to keep them sober, keep them employed. Being sober is going to make you more responsible and less likely to reoffend." The device costs about $4.30 per day per user. Suppose that could be worse.
Does the user have to pay for it?
I'm not sure. Oh, yep. People who wear the bracelets would be paying for them.
Pretty expensive.
Yeah, which means you're working half an hour a day, essentially, for that bracelet.
If you're lucky, you're getting paid that much.
Right.
I mean, don't forget taxes on this half an hour a day.
True. Liquor manufacturers will also contribute $25,000 towards the program to assist people who can't afford the bracelets. Isn't that nice?
So I wonder why they're doing that.
What do you mean?
I wonder if they're being forced by the government to contribute to this little program, or whether they're just...
Yeah, the word contribute's a little misleading, isn't it? I mean, when you hear contribute, you think it's voluntary. You're contributing to a fund. You're contributing to charity. In this case, that's an excellent question. Of course, they're just going to pass on the costs to all the other drunks that haven't gotten caught yet.
Right. No company can afford to operate in the red for any length of time,
right. So all of the hard liquor in town's going up.
Absolutely. Every cost that they incur, whether it's forced by the government or it's some contribution or what it is, it's being passed on to the customer.
And, of course, the Attorney General also plans to petition the state legislature to make the program mandatory statewide. Well, I don't know. I've never had experience personally with DUI. I've never driven drunk. I don't drink. But I'm curious as to if anybody out there has perhaps, there are good odds that somebody listening to this show right now has been busted for a DUI in the past.
Very good odds.
In which case, have you been busted more than once? Were you a repeat offender? And if so, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about the concept of being monitored by an alcohol-detecting bracelet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Well, I imagine the person who's going to be getting it isn't going to like the idea very much.
I'm talking about somebody who's been through it, not necessarily somebody who's in the system right now. Obviously, they're not going to like it. But looking back on your DUIs that you've had in the past, how would you feel about this, you know, in hindsight, in retrospect? Well, hindsight being 2020.
But one of my best friends has been convicted twice, and he's a really great guy, professional dude, makes I have lots of money a year, and I'd say he has an alcohol problem. That would be my
still
opinion.
Has an alcohol problem.
I don't think so. He's found religion now.
And, that doesn't mean anything.
It does mean something, especially to people who find it, not people that are religious. But
I see.
So much, but once you've when you find it and you
how
know,
does that work for
life.
Somebody? And this is totally unrelated. By the way, if you want to answer the question about the DUIs, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. But now you're shifting me more towards this finding religion idea. How does that happen for somebody who has sort of? I mean, do you just not have a religion for the first chunk of your life and then somehow roll into one of them? Do the Mormons knock on your door and actually have success? I guess those guys have to succeed at some point, right? Or else why would they go around knocking on people's doors so much?
I would imagine there's all kinds of stories behind it. In his particular case, he was Jewish. He was born Jewish and raised Jewish, but he wasn't, you know, a big practicing Jew.
Mm.
And then he sort of became a conservative slash Orthodox. I don't think he doesn't grow his hair like an Orthodox Jew. But he's very, very religious. He doesn't do anything on Saturdays.
Is that the guy we met in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now Orthodox Jew, that's like where you have to stick completely to the kosher foods and all that stuff?
Right.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, he does stick to the kosher foods. He basically
that
follows all,
so nasty,
all the rules except, you know, like binding scripture to his body and growing hair, you know, the strange little sideburn deals mm-hmm. that they do. He basically does everything but that.
They're supposed to bind scripture to themselves?
That's like, what I understand.
You mean literally tie scripture to themselves?
That's what I understand.
Wow. That's wild stuff.
Yeah.
Some strange things those religions do.
Judaism's been around even longer than Christianity. They've had a chance to really, really get strange. So
I found it amusing earlier this week when we had the crackpot lady call in, Paula from Florida, suggesting that the Jews are going to take over the world, and they went, there's this grand world conspiracy, right? But Jesus was a Jew. So
she doesn't think that, though. She thinks that, Jesus was a white guy, an Anglo-Saxon, she
said. Isn't it pretty clear in the Bible that Jesus was a Jewish person? I mean,
apparently somebody got a hold of the Bible and changed things around a little bit.
In her version, you mean?
Yeah, in her world.
So for them, Jesus was just a dude.
I guess. I mean, I don't know how you can, choose to pick one thing out of the Bible and believe it and not pick another.
All right. Do you have any favorite kosher foods?
Well, they really make really good deli sandwiches. If you ever have an opportunity to go to a Jewish deli.
I have had one, and I don't remember what it was called. It was one of the popular ones with some sort of a brownish meat in it, some sort of roast beef style.
I don't know. Corned beef?
No.
Just a guess.
I don't know.
I don't know any. I don't know a lot
most
about
of it,
this stuff.
Most of the kosher foods I've had, not so great.
Just kind of bland?
Yeah. Or worse. Or disgusting.
Gefilte fish. Avoid that.
Yeah, I think I've had that, and that was not so.
Do you remember when we were working at the radio station and Jake Jacobson would bring in the gefilte fish?
No.
Oh, good. What a great treat this is. I think he's the only one who ate it. But matzo ball soup is great chicken soup, with the little wad of dough in it.
The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Coming up, NASA space domination. The United States plan to dominate the heavens. Space. They want to take it over, apparently.
Just the ones really close to Earth.
We're going to... What, the space?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
How are they going to get any farther, really?
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. 800-259-9231 plus whatever it is that's on your mind. Also, homeschooling is on the way and more. This is your show. It is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 20th, 2006. Gold opened at $596.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $628.30. Again, that's $628.30 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is your show, the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features and enjoy them for free. Archives are there, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. To the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Thomas in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard on the radio they said they wanted somebody who's had the experience of getting a DUI.
Preferably more than one, but yes, if you've had at least one, we'd love to talk to you. Is that you?
Yes.
Oh, well, so now, how many have you had, Thomas?
Just one.
Just one. So what we were talking about a moment ago was this concept of DUI bracelets, alcohol detection bracelets, where a repeat offender, and since you only had one, you wouldn't have qualified for this program, but I just want you to imagine what it would be like to have a bracelet on your, for instance, wrist or ankle for 24 hours a day, monitoring whether or not you were drinking any alcohol. Would that be something that you think would be helpful towards your recovery process or not? And why? Thomas?
I wouldn't like it. I think it'd be too much, but I could well understand the judge's position if you've had, say, let's suppose your third DUI.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I just think it'd be too much.
Now, I agree with you. I think it's too much, too far. I think it's a violation of privacy. And I just feel like if you can't punish these people enough by taking away their driver's license, that's what happens usually right off the bat, doesn't
it? Oh, yes.
What happened to you? What was your punishment for DUI number one, Thomas?
Well, this happened in 1986, and my license was suspended for 30 days. And since then, I didn't go back to get it reinstated because I quit driving.
Well, totally. You have not started since, you haven't driven anywhere since 1986?
Where do you live? New York City?
He's an Indy.
I mean, how do you pull that off?
Well,
I
don't have to go too many places, and when I do, I just take a taxi.
There you go. So you're sort of, do you live with anybody, or are you just sort of a loner?
Pardon? Do I live with anybody?
Yeah.
No, I live by myself.
Wow. Well, that's incredible. And you work, you hold down your job, you go out and you shop?
No, sir, I'm a disabled veteran. I'm 100% mentally ill. The only reason I drank was to counteract the effects of my mental illness. But
got it. Now, have you actually continued to not drink since 1986?
Oh yes, I don't drink at all.
Wow, that is quite an accomplishment, Thomas. And congratulations. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Anybody that has been an alcoholic or has been addicted to alcohol and can quit drinking. Deserves my utmost respect. I mean, that's tremendous.
It's tough stuff. And any addiction, beating any addiction is very difficult.
Absolutely. My old mentor used to drink way, way too much, and now he's been clean for over 5 years, which is just fantastic. And he even sounds healthier when you talk to him.
Well, getting back to the subject, I don't know if I have, a real problem with this device that keeps people from drinking. If you've violated the law by drinking and driving,
mm-hmm.
and then violated the law by drinking and driving again, and then perhaps maybe a third time, you know, violated. At that point, you're probably driving on a suspended license. Which I really feel it's more that issue, the driving on the suspended license, than anything. I mean, you've been told you're not allowed to drive because you drink when you do,
mm-hmm.
and that's bad. We're going to put this device on you that says you can't drink. So, to me, it's more about the driving on a suspended license. Not to say that this necessarily is being used in every one of those circumstances. I don't know. From the article, it's not clear. But I feel like if you break the license suspension rule, that it doesn't bother me that much.
I think it is a bit of an invasion of privacy. But then again, if they aren't instituting it until the second or third DUI, then even I have a. I'm not really that much against it at that point. I mean, you've gotten one. You didn't have it put on you then, and presumably you would be told that, you know, after you get your first DUI, hey, Mark, you get one more of these, and we're going to clamp one of these little bracelets onto you. You don't want that now, do you? No, I'm good. You know, so that way maybe give you one more reason to not pick up the bottle again.
And chances are very good that this little bracelet isn't going on anyone ex post facto in the sense that they're being charged, they're being punished with the bracelet for something that happened, you know, previously. In almost all cases, it's going on people who probably knew about it to some extent. Well, I guess they wouldn't have known after their first conviction.
Yeah, true. It's a new program, so it could be thrown on to some people.
It doesn't matter to me if it's multiple convictions.
1-800-259-9231. It's not a huge outrage, but it's nonetheless a little disturbing in that it's still this sort of expansion of the government power over
right.
people.
And it does worry me in that aspect that it could go from, you know, multiple convictions down to one conviction, down to people that are targeted for, you know, people that could very well be possible drunk drivers. You never know.
Well, and
at some point
not...
or another, some concerned politician may decide, you know, it's best to have one of these devices in every automobile just to make sure that, you know, people
aren't
driving
drunk.
Right. And I don't think we need that kind of infringement from the government.
Put your hand through the bracelet before you start the car up or something like
right.
that. Yeah, I mean, it could lead in some pretty scary places, and it's probably good to oppose it based on that principle. Also, the other place it could lead to is sort of acclimating people to this idea of, well, yeah, it's okay for the government to slap a bracelet around you and do whatever, whether it be detect alcohol coming off you or perhaps track you, which I'm not sure that these things actually do. They may not, but that's the next step. And there have been proposals on the table in some states for tracking bracelets. I believe they actually have them for some people on house arrest and that sort of thing. You know, this idea that the government should know where you are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's a really scary one, especially when it comes down to an issue like sex offenders, which is where they're going to be able to institute tracking bracelets on people, because who's going to stand up for sex offenders? Nobody stands up for sex offenders except for maybe Free Talk Live. I mean, in that, and when I say we stand up for them, I stand up for everybody's right to privacy. Look, if you want to punish somebody, put them in jail or force them to pay restitution or whatever it is the punishment is.
But track them for the rest of their life? That doesn't seem fair.
Right. When they get out and they're clear. Especially when it comes to this term, sex offender, which just generically means anybody who did anything that has anything to do with a body part. I mean, we've seen stories about people who've been labeled sex offenders and have been tracked for years by the government because they peed behind a tree at a park. Or they were at an event, and they peed somewhere, and somebody spotted them, and the cops came, and they got an indecent exposure charge.
Or they had a bunch of charges, and tossed in that those charges were, like having quote unquote child porn on their computer. It can be very difficult to know whether the girl you're looking at 17 or 18, and how does the cop know is what I really got
to
wonder.
Well, to be safe, you should only look at porn over 60. 800-259-9231, then there's no question, right?
Well, you could just never look.
You take control of the airwaves. Yeah, like that's going to happen. 1-800-259-9231, the space exploration crushing, although they're going to crush space exploration. We'll tell you how on the way. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-899-7633. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-899-7633. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-899-7633. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-899-7633. 1-800-899-7633.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can get straight to it by going to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by flacks from the Democrats or the Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin. See why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
To the phones, to the fun, Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys said something about tracking people. And,
yes.
You know, I'm going to be a little bit sarcastic on this, so I don't really believe this. You know, but if I do predict it maybe someday. What they'll end up doing, or what they could do, is just as these babies are being born, just implant a computer chip in their arm, and you know we'll be able to add information to it as you get a social security number.
It's totally technologically possible at this point, Bill. And there have been people that have been following this for years. There have been people that have been predicting this for years. I mean, back in the mid 1990s, people called them crackpots and conspiracy theorists. I think for the most part they're still being labeled that, but that's just because people don't want to open their eyes to the fact that, you know, RFID chips are really, really small and can be implanted. They're doing this. There are some clubs down in Miami, I think I've heard about, that are doing it. I'm sure there's some elsewhere, but I know for a fact there are some in Miami that are offering chipping as a sort of a VIP pass. Like, you get chipped. We scan you when you come in the front door, and no, you don't have to show your ID or anything like that. And so, you know, it's sort of being brought into the mainstream very slowly, but yet very surely. This is for real.
Yeah, maybe 20 years ago we thought that would be a nightmare. But, you know, there's a couple of advantages I would have to say that there would be, that I can think of right off the top of my head, that would be good about. Now, everything else would probably be bad because, you know, you're invading your privacy and the
sure.
government would be able to track you. But I was just thinking... people in nursing homes, a lot of times they'll get confused and somehow they'll get out the door and they'll wander off and you can't find the person. Well,
yep.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why they're promoting it, obviously, is to help get your kids back if they're kidnapped or something.
You know, missing children, things like that, yes.
When I go to the gas station, and sometimes I'll forget my my speed pass in my center console, and I'll have to go open the door back up, lean in, and get my speed pass so I can swipe it in front of the machine there. If I had a chip in my neck, I wouldn't have to worry about that.
You know, what would be the great thing about it, though, is it would wipe out all this identity theft. Nobody would have to worry about it.
No, I don't believe that for a second. Very presumptious of you, Bill.
Just because it's in your neck doesn't mean that somebody couldn't create something that would
mimic that.
Sure. You know, just because the identity thieves are only going to get better and better. I mean, currently, compare the new driver's license to the old driver's license you had 20 years ago, and you know mine was laminated in clear plastic. As the illegal aliens, they're still duplicating these brand new ones. Everything they put in place, somebody's going to figure out how to break that code.
Well, what if they tattoo you an ID number on your shoulder? How about that? How could they beat that?
Well, the ID on your shoulder, it doesn't have the advantages of the RFID chip. You know, it doesn't sort of broadcast its presence.
And the RFID chip can store information, store identifying information, and you can be scanned with it. There's a little RFID scanner. They can shoot you with these essentially radio waves from a distance away and identify you from, you know, 400 feet away if they want.
But how can somebody else that wants to be me, now how are they going to be me if I've got only this one chip in the world? We all have the same chip, but what I'm saying is my identifying information is different than anybody else's.
Maybe they can scan you, get the identifying information, and then copy it onto a new chip and insert it into themselves.
And then there's two of you running around.
Well, then they already got two chips in them then. Now, then if they're going to stick another chip in them, they're going to have to keep...
Presuming they have two chips in them. Better believe there are going to be people that are going to be born underground that won't go through the regular... There are people that have home births today that don't put their kids through the Social Security system, that don't get a birth certificate, don't register with the state at all, and then they let their kids decide. When they get older, they say, okay, now that you're old enough to decide whether or not you want to have a Social Security number. We didn't sign you up for one.
I haven't thought of all the loopholes. I guess you guys had figured it all out.
And we're not even the guys that are going to be doing the cracking. I mean, we're not the technological, the hackers that are going to hack into these chips and really learn our way around.
Is there any foolproof way to eliminate the identity theft?
No, I don't think so. It's a constant battle. Just like there's no foolproof way to prevent people from copying your CDs, your movies,
Picking a lock on your door.
Yeah.
It just takes a better thief.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the thing about the bump key?
I don't know what a bump key is now.
Bill, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Oh, my gosh. This is stunning. If you go and look up bump key on Google, you will find that there is a technique that people that know a little bit about locks, you don't have to be an expert on this. You have this bump key created. And it's sort of like I think they say it's a 9 on each little dip in the key. You basically dip the key, you cut it down as far as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You stick it in the lock, and you take a little mallet, and you tap the key on the top of the key with the mallet, and you bump the key, and it throws all of the pins in the lock up into place at the same time somehow, and you turn the lock and open it up. There was this video on Google Video that was made over in Sweden where they were talking about this. It was a news report, and they showed some guy just walking up to a house with a bump key, just boom, boom, two taps, doors open.
Wow.
And they said it doesn't matter if you've got the cheapest lock or the most expensive of locks, this bump key will get you in. And it costs you...
Here's a picture of one on Google.
Yeah, it costs you $2 to make.
Gadget.com.
Cost you $2 to make, and probably not very long to learn how to use. So, you know, this is a little bit of information that has a lot of power behind it, right? The bump key.
And with the advent of the internet, this kind of bump key technology, because that's what it is, you know, intellectual sort of technology. Normally it could have just been used prior to the internet. It would have just been used in individual places and would have slowly permeated the globe.
Very slowly.
Bam, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
People that care about these kind of things, I would imagine young thieves or whatever, are going to have this kind of info, and pretty soon lock manufacturers are going to have to figure out some way to handle this.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Stunning.
And then they'll be.
Yeah, somebody will crack it.
That's how it is. Right. Locks only slow down thieves. Yep. They don't stop them. And so, you know, the best vault manufacturer in the world will tell you that.
1-800-259-9231. That's right. Security like that just buys you time. And in the case of the bump key, like 2 seconds is what it's bought you now. 800-259-9231. Let's move on, Mark. Let's go shift gears over to space, the final frontier.
From the New York Times editorial, it's entitled Flexing Our Muscles in Space. The Bush administration has adopted a jingoistic and downright belligerent tone towards space operations. In a new national space policy posted without fanfare on an obscure government website, in recent speeches, it has signaled its determination to be preeminent in space.
I'm shocked that Bush is being jingoistic.
As it is in air power and sea power, while opposing any treaties that might call curtail any American action there. This chest thumping is being portrayed as a modest extension of the Clinton administration's space policy issued a decade ago, and so far there's no mention of putting American weapons in space. But the more aggressive tone of the Bush policy may undercut international cooperation on civilian space projects, a goal which the new policy subscribes, or set an eventual arm race in space. The new policy reflects...
Weapons in space?
Well, basically the...
What, are you going to blow other countries' satellites out of the sky or something?
This policy says that if you are, you know, in any way contrary to the Bush administration or
say,
the America,
North Korea.
Right. You can't go into space. You can't put anything in space.
Or we're going to shoot it down.
Or yeah. I mean, that's it. We own space. We decide who goes there.
That's
America has
pretty
just expanded.
Disturbing.
It's, you know, the
expanded our hegemony.
Right. Not only do we have the you know, the continental states plus Alaska and Hawaii
and Iraq
and
Let's
then
Iraq.
You know, all
the
of our little
state.
Protectorates.
Yeah.
Now we own space too.
Oh my goodness!
It just seems to me that if you can get yourself out there, who the heck are the, is the American government to say you can't go there?
Well, they're the ones with the guns, and they're willing to use them on others. We've all shared space pretty effectively up until this point. There's a variety of satellites up there, and they all coexist just fine.
There's just in, you know, in the area where the satellites fly, it's twice the size, you know, landmass-wise, twice the size of Earth.
1-800-259-9231. Do you feel like the United States should own space? Should North Korea or Iran or one of the enemies of the U.S. government not be able to have satellites in space? If so, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. It's the live Saturday edition, and it is Ian here with you. And Mark, the toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show, considering we give you everything for free on our website, is by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com to get in front of a computer terminal and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. All you need is a minute of free time and your email address. That's it. It makes a big difference because your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, because we're a radio show first and foremost, but then we distribute the show online for free via podcast. And right now we're currently ranked as the number 4 podcast worldwide. That's out of over 25,000 podcasts. Not too shabby, but we could be better. We could be number one with your help if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. Plus, being in the top 10 also brings new people to the show, brings new listeners, new internet listeners from around the world to the message of freedom and liberty. And if that's important to you, then you should vote at vote.freetalklive.com. So, I guess, Mark, nobody has responded to the question of should the United States own space? I mean, we're asserting our dominance all over the world. Why not dominate space while we're at it? That's what they're talking about doing. And again, if you want to defend the idea that the United States should be in charge of space, I want to hear from you, because somebody must agree with that idea. I mean, if George Bush is talking about it, then somebody must agree with it. 800-259-9231. But I wanted to shift gears in between now and if somebody decides to call on that, to Guam. Yes, Guam. You mentioned protectorates in the last segment, and it made me think.
We sort of own Guam.
It made me think of an email. Oh, you don't even know how we own Guam. It made me think of an email that I got from Shane. He says, "I'm now married to a very beautiful and wonderful woman from Guam, and I'm learning a lot about that island's history and culture. Most Americans probably don't give it a second thought."
No.
And you know what? We don't.
I know that it's a protectorate. I would imagine that it's in the Pacific somewhere. And that is about where I'm done.
Yep. He says, "But I think it's a perfect example of government aggression and corruption. Guam was attacked by both sides, American and Japanese, during World War II for having committed no other offense than being halfway between Hawaii and Japan. When the Japanese gained control of Guam, they grabbed all of the American soldiers they could and sent them to concentration camps. One man, Antonio Cruz Altero, and his family helped hide the last American soldier, protecting him from the Japanese, even as the Japanese captured, tortured, and even decapitated natives, trying to get them to tell them where he was. Altero was a hero and was awarded the Congressional Medal of Freedom." Sounds good so far, right? Well,
Medal
then
of Freedom? I thought Medal of Freedom was given to civilians, Medal of Honor given to combatants.
He was a civilian.
Okay.
Then the American government, apparently operating under the adage, "No good deed goes unpunished," seized the land of this hero and other natives through eminent domain to make Anderson Air Force Base. and afterwards even continued to charge Altero's family property tax on what the Navy was essentially turning into a dumping ground. So, national hero, helped save an American soldier, and to reward him for his greatness, they gave him a Medal of Freedom, then stole his property from him. When a reporter asked him, Mr. Altero, "You must hate the United States for taking so much of your land from your family," he replied, "No, my dear. I love America, and I love Americans. Only a few bad, high-level officials did this to us. Now it's up to all of you in America to right this wrong." Have we done that? Have the Americans righted the wrong of eminent domain? Oh, not even close. If you paid any attention last year to the Supreme Court decision, the Supreme Court essentially came right out and said, "Ha ha, we can take whatever we want from you, and we'll just give it to whoever we want to give it to." That's the rule with eminent domain right now. It doesn't even have to be for a so-called public good anymore.
No, it's a public use. Now it's public good.
It wasn't to be. Now a country named for the native Chamorro word meaning "we have" is almost completely dependent on the federal government. Before World War II, the people there had a surplus of food, and the jungles and beaches were healthy and clean. There was, and still, for the large part is, an ethic of working to earn what one gains. Now...
How could you gain anything else? And unless you have a socialistic government, how can you gain things without working?
Now the federal government has claimed eminent domain over one-third of the land in Guam, has seized control of the island's only supply of fresh water, and has completely abrogated property rights. Guamanians now lease property from the federal government for $1 a year. Now a good portion of the islanders depend on welfare handouts. The military base keeps claiming more and more land to build McDonald's and other American institutions, and toxic landfills threaten the drinking water, which Guamanians have to pay for despite the fact that it's all coming from their own lake. Guam is a U.S. territory, making people born in Guam American citizens. So, of course, they go and mark their ballots for president every 4 years, though Michael Badnarik was even on the ballot in 2004, the Libertarian candidate. But, of course, these votes don't count. Because Guam, not being a state, has no electors.
What?
Well, how could they?
I guess you're right.
So it's all just a charade, essentially.
They get to vote for the president, but their votes don't count towards anything because they don't have electors.
Yeah.
Towards
no electoral college there.
Now, they don't have representatives and they don't have senators because otherwise there wouldn't be 100 people in the Senate.
That's right.
There's 50 states.
They're just a protectorate. They're a claim.
What do they
States.
Vote for? Do they even get to vote for their own governors and that kind
I'm
of thing?
I'm not sure about that. Finally, the U.S. government has decided to pay $10 billion in restitution to the natives of Guam in return for seizing their land and torturing and killing their family members in World War II. Well, not really. Most of it's going to the government of Guam for the infrastructure. The actual families of those harmed aren't really going to get much at all. And really, what did you expect? I mean, it's the government. They screw you over time and time again. Guamanians seem to accept the continued handouts not because they're a good thing, but because they've come to believe the government's rhetoric. Like any conquered people, they believe they cannot survive without the magnanimous government now lording over them. And isn't that amazing, Mark, that it's happened that way in less than 100 years in the case of the Guamanians? In less than
like
60 years.
Yeah, well, that's a little over 60.
Yeah. They've been completely subjugated in that amount of time.
Look at the American Indians. Unfortunately,
Well, there's been a few hundred years involved there, but yeah.
Absolutely.
"I've gotten to know many Guamanians," says Shane. "They're smart people of integrity with a good work ethic. Of course, most of them have now come to the American mainland seeking opportunities that the government has taken from them back home. But as we've seen with Kilo and other atrocities, it's just a matter of time before the same thing starts happening to us. In fact, it's already happened here. The American people are already subjugated. We've already... become dependent on the government. We already believe, and I'm speaking in a glittering generality here, we already believe that government takes care of us, and we should be taken care of by government, and we need universal health care, and we need the government. What would we do without government? The roads, Mark, the roads!
Old people would die in the streets, and poor people would starve to death.
Heroin vending machines, Mark!
Yeah.
This is where we are today. And Guam is just a few steps ahead as far as down the road towards total government control than we are here in the contiguous 48. 1-800-259-9231. Have you been to Guam? I mean, odds are you haven't. But if you have, would love to hear from you on this one. This coming from the source, essentially. This guy's married to a Guamanian woman. So I'm taking his word for it at face value. Pretty sad story, huh?
Yeah, it is. Aren't we on the air in American Samoa? Where's that compared to Guam?
There was, I don't know, that's somewhere out there. I think there was a pirate station or something in American Samoa that was picking up the show. I'm not sure if they still are. If you're listening in American Samoa, give us a call, 800.
What's the time zone there for where we're live from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.?
No, it'd be earlier than here. So in Hawaii, standard time is 5 hours. Off of Eastern.
Yeah, all those
so it'd be the
cross-country truckers in American Samoa.
We're the midday show there.
Yeah, right.
1-800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. I mean, what do you think about that story about Guam, listeners? Is it moving? Do you care? Or do you, it's just Guam. Who's that? Who's over in Guam?
I think it's crazy that they vote and it doesn't count for anything.
Yeah, isn't it? That's silly.
Do they vote for fake senators and fake representatives, too?
I can't imagine. Yeah, what does their ballot look like? Do they have a governor of Guam and then they vote for president and that's it as far as national elections are concerned?
And then the president, and then their votes for president don't count because
they
have no electorate?
Do they know their votes for president don't count? They must, don't you think?
Why do they even vote?
Yeah, why? Is this to feel good?
Apparently.
You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever is on your mind.
I suppose if they really want it to count, they can always move to the United States.
Now,
better to move to New Hampshire as opposed to the Free State Project.
We were talking about secession, and I wonder how you feel about Guam as far as secession is concerned, because they can't even secede. They weren't a state that voluntarily joined the Union. They're owned by the federal government. What do you do in that case? I mean, you want to talk about rolling in tanks. I really think it's likely if Guam was to say, to rise up and say, we demand our independence, as they should. If they were to rise up and do something like that, I bet you the feds would get violent with them.
I would think so.
What's the answer for Guam? What can they do to get out from under the thumb of the federal government?
Didn't we do that with the Philippines?
800-259-9231, hour number two is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show, and it is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking?